special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. And I'm your host, Chris Switzer. Thank you for joining me for the second hour. Hope you were here for the first. Just to briefly summarize, I've gone through that this is a war on truth. A war on truth. And that these satanic, demon-possessed devils are behind it. The whole lot of them. And they will hide behind different masks and flavors, but they're all just demons. They're satanically possessed. And they worship at the feet or the altar of their father. John 8:44 said it best. I can't do any better. Ye are your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. These are the children of the devil that I'm talking about. That's what we're up against. And with God, we will prevail. And everything, all this woke crap, transgenderism, the war on truth itself, making hate speech a thing, and all the rest of it, it's all to hide God. And to kill us, essentially, depopulate the planet, destabilize society, and make us willing slaves of them if not killed outright. That's it, folks. And I thank you for holding, guys. I'm going to take the next caller, Charles in Florida. Hey, Charles.
Hey, what's your first name?
Chris.
Chris, right, I'm sorry.
You're good.
Can you hear me?
Yes, perfect.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't know how my battery's holding up on my cell phone. Yeah, I saw a video. It was on, I think it was on Odyssey instead of BitChute. I usually am on BitChute. Mm-hmm. It was Donald Trump introducing people as a video made when he was 33 years old, you know, and the young Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But they made quite a bit out of his age, you know, that it was 33. You know where 33 is.
Oh, yeah.
Masonry comes from is it's a Kabbalistic number. Mm-hmm. There's 10 Sephiroths and 22 paths adds up to 32. But if you add, it depends on whether you use the Hebrew word dat, which means knowledge that Gnostic or hidden knowledge that was preached by the snake in the Garden of Eden. Dat, that makes 33. But there, of course, there are 33 things in the spine, in the backbone. Mm. But it's Kabbalistic, Christian Kabbalism. And I wonder if Trump is a ring knocker. You know, he we know Obama was, and probably Bush, and but yeah. Biden, I don't know. Probably
they're all
is in some.
Yeah,
I've never read any or tried to research it. You know. Trump had one of his most valued possessions in his apartment in New York is his Tree of Life Award.
Yep.
Have you heard that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you familiar with the Kabbalistic doctrine of the Tree of Life and the Tree of Death?
Yes.
The Tree of Death is the roots of the Tree of Life, and they'll be reversed in the next age, the Aquarian Age of after 7,000 years of human existence, so-called, they believe in the Kabbalah. And
yes.
The devil will have more power than Jehovah, according to Kabbalistic ideas. He's a demiurge. He's only not an all-powerful being. That's the idea from Jacob Frank, the Frankists. It came after Sabbatai Zevi, you know, in 1666.
Yes.
Wanted to become, announced as the new Messiah, but the Sultan of Turkey made him, he and his followers had to retract it. But it was carried on in Eastern Europe under Jacob Frank and his successors.
Yeah, the Sabbateans.
Frankist doctrine, you know. I saw a video on Jenny.com with a genealogy thing. It's two Israelis control that Klaus Schwab and Lord Rothschild and Prince Charles are all cousins of Rabbi Jacob Frank. Have you ever seen that?
Not that one particular, but it doesn't shock or surprise me as they are familial,
yeah,
you know,
bloodlines. Doesn't surprise me either.
Yeah.
Did you know Prince Charles, when he was born, he was 1948, he was circumcised by the Grand Rabbi of England? I've known that since for a long time.
Mm. I did not.
Yeah, the Grand Rabbi of England himself circumcised Prince Charles or King Charles now. But I wouldn't be surprised if he's a descendant, and I don't know what relation with Rabbi Jacob Frank, the successor to Sabbatai Zevi. They were Lurianic Kabbalists, which teach the Gnostic and Manichaean doctrine of self-worship. Jews believe they are God. It's kind of tulpa, like a tulpa in Tibetan. It's a collective will of the believers creates reality in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Tulpa. They believe they collectively, their will makes God, not the other way around.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's
secular
that's
humanism.
Like a Kabbal-
apotheosis.
Yeah, the Catholic Church called it, what did they call it? Pantheistic deification of man.
Mm.
Pantheistic deification of man. But I wonder if Trump. I think Trump is a ring. That explains it. He and DeSantis and probably so-called President Biden and are all belong to the Brotherhood.
For sure. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, whether it's Rosicrucianism, Freemasonry, Judaism, Kabbalism, whatever it is, they're a part of it. They're part of the club. And behind Freemasonry, obviously, is Jewish Kabbalism, is all the things that you're talking about. So, yes, these men and, you know, trannies and homosexuals, the lot, they're all part of this club. If you wear a kippah, yarmulke, marry all your children, have a rabbi.
According to the Kabbalah, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. According to the Kabbalah, as Christopher John Bjerknes has explained on Adam Green's show, No More News, what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought there, but it's Gnostic and Manichaean belief, you know. Are you still there?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah, it's people should ask yourself, you know, this is just a psyop, I guess, and they're just coming out in the open at the end of the Bill of Rights. You know, the right to freedom of speech will become hate speech.
Yeah, it's all fear.
It's incredible how NATO is. Have you read this thing in the truthseeker.co.uk on the truthseeker site from British Isles, where NATO is going to have this big huge military exercise from the June 12th through up to June 24th, which is St. John's Day. Isn't that interesting? It ends on St. John. Huge thing, provocation to Putin and Russia. You know, many, many people like James Spetzer, he thinks that maybe this is a provocation to bring us into World War III. This NATO exercise.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the latest Truth Seeker.
Okay. And what website is that again?
Pardon?
The website, the truthseeker.
The truthseeker.co.uk.
Okay.
Seeker, like seek, S-E-E-K-E-R, yeah. The truthseeker.co.uk. Yeah, latest thing by James Spetzer.
Okay.
And Joachim Agopian, an article on the whether they're going to go ahead, you know, and just go for it, you know, like Albert Pike wrote to the Mazzini, you know, the three world wars.
Yeah, he predicted.
Isn't it strange? Yeah, it's strange how Satanists are coming right out in the open with merchandise like at Target stores. It's incredible. Yeah, everybody laughed at with Anton LaVey in 1966. I remember when he organized the Church of Satan, but now they've got quite a few in the United States and worldwide. They can merchandise stuff in Target stores and other stores. Incredible! It's just like something out of that fantasy.
Well, yeah, they have
incredible.
Unlimited.
They're just
sources.
Coming right out in the open.
Yep. Absolutely. It's all part of the playbook, and they've been doing it for thousands and thousands of years. The children of Satan.
Yeah, the exteriorization, to quote Alice Bailey, instead of the exteriorization of the hierarchy, Michael Hoffman II says the exteriorization of the tulpa.
Okay.
The belief that they collectively create the world, you know, the chosen right. ones with their collective will, which is a tulpa, a reality is created by them. That's the real secret of the Kabbalah.
Sure. Yeah, you're right. That's at the and I appreciate your call, Charles. I'm going to move on.
Well, thank you very much. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, God bless you, sir. And you're right. It's the externalization of the hierarchy, which is taught by that was Helena Blavatsky's teachings, which were passed down to her disciple or protege, Alice Bailey, who was the wife of 33rd Freemason Foster Bailey, who was also in the military, no doubt. You know, no surprise there, right? This is what they do. And at the secret, at the end of the dark tunnel and all these temples without windows, all these different avenues for basically the same thing, you know, where you're getting the truth, the secret truth, and you go through all the rites and initiations, etc. All of it is to teach you one thing, and it's secular humanism, and it's that man can become God. He nailed it with that. That's exactly what it is. And it's called apotheosis. The belief that man can become God and just will it, right? Just will it. Well, I ask any one of these so-called Gnostics, Manichaeans, Sabbateists, whatever. Can you will me a universe? Just make me a universe. Will me one. Nobody can do it. They can't even make themselves young again. I mean, they're trying, right? They're trying to cheat death and all this other stuff because they're fearful of death. They know they're done. They're cooked. But that's what it's about. Man becoming God. Secular humanism. It's taught in all Freemasonic temples. It's taught in Zionist Kabbalistic teachings. It's everywhere. And all these guys that you look at for your hopes and for the future to get better, they all are part of this club. Whether it be Tucker Carlson, Donald Trump, DeSantis, Biden, Zelensky, Putin, I don't care. They're all part of the club. They're either wearing the red bracelet, they're wearing the yarmulke on their head, or they are humping the Wailing Wall. They're in the Freemasonic temples. They're part of the club. And they get favors from those like them, and they're taking their marching orders from the men in the shadows at the very top who steer and fund the intelligence apparatus of the world. These are dangerous, dangerous men. Do not get it twisted. So how can somebody like me, Chris, combat this stuff? And the answer is, on my own, of my own will, I can't. I can't. So you have to be of God. You have to go to God, and you have to do what he says. And only then and only then, will you truly be protected, and will you have any way to combat the enemy who you otherwise wouldn't know existed. He gives you the wisdom. It's all through God, folks, all of it. That's what I'm here to tell you. And I will say that no, man cannot become God. It's a lie. It's a lie from the devil, and they are of their father, the devil. So the truth is not in them. Thank you so much for holding. I'm going to take the next caller, Ed in Iowa. Hey, Ed.
Hello there, Chris. This is Ed in Iowa that teaches our folks how to become state citizens, and I've got your email. And I send you an invitation every time that we have a meeting.
Hey, I'm going to hold you over, okay? We got a break.
Okay,
I'm going to hold you
over. Right.
Be right back. Stay tuned.
Tuesday was primary day in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, my home state. That really got me thinking about the entire primary process. Primaries are how two main political parties, private organizations, decide who they'll put on the ballot for the actual election. The direct primary election is unique to the United States. The current system has only been around since the 1970s, and somehow it's become taxpayer-funded. The 2016 primary elections cost taxpayers over $427 million. And to make that idea even worse, not everyone is allowed to participate in the taxpayer-funded selection process. 26 million registered voters can't vote in primaries because they're not registered to one of the two big parties and live in closed primary states. So what's the solution? Make the parties pay for their own primaries or go back to caucuses. The parties pay for the process every one of the caucus states. If you believe in limited government and you're fed up with the uniparty, visit constitutionparty.com and break out of the two-party illusion. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, see this Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're still listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I'm still your host, Chris Switzer. Right before the break, we took the call from Ed. Hopefully you're still on the line, Ed.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
I was telling you that, you know, I'm the fella. I hadn't talked to you in a long, long time. But I'd still send you the invitations to our program on Zoom.
Yes.
And anyway, just letting you know who I am so you'll recognize me.
Of course. All right. Thank you, Ed.
The reason I was calling was actually... There's two reasons. One reason is I wanted to, you hit on the issue of our God, our Yahweh God, being he's a fearful God, of course. The Bible tells us that. And the fact that if you'll look at, and I heard a guy talk about this, and I thought it was really interesting. He said that the four Gospels, if you look at the four Gospels, you will find the love of God in there only one time. It doesn't exist but one time. And that's John 3:16. And John 3:16 is an insertion. I don't know if you know this, But the John 3:16 was never in the original manuscript. That was an insertion by the Jews, I suppose. And so our preachers, if you'll notice, when you go to our mainstream preachers, all they teach is the love of God. Everything is about love. Everything.
That's right.
They never talk about anything about his wrath or how we should have a part of his wrath and show it, you know, occasionally, when it's necessary, against those who are Satan's kids. They never teach us that. And that's why so he was talking about the preachers preach the female love, not the male love, but the female love. And there's a difference between the love of a man and a love of a woman. But they're teaching the female love, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to point that out because that's an important issue. Because that's how they've got us under their thumb, is through making us love everybody while they beat on us. See?
That's right.
That's the way it is. So we need to stop that. We need to go the opposite direction. Forget about, use love where it's necessary, where it's proper. And it is proper sometimes. But more times than not in this world today, wrath is the word of the day. Because we need to be more wrathful. We need to come down on these people with our big hammers and put them back into their place. Because as long as they've got us going down that love trail, we'll never going to put them in their place. It's not going to happen.
Hear.
That is the first thing I want to talk about. And the second thing I want to talk about, I don't know if you believe this or not. I do. But that the children, you know, in John 8, it talks about our the Christ, or actually it was Yahweh that was talking to those Jews or those scribes and Pharisees. He was talking to them in John 8.
Mm-hmm.
And the statement that he made about them, that the devil was their father, is very glaring if you think about the ramifications of that. If he meant literally that the devil is their father, then what that means is, in my book, is that they were created by their father originally. Their origin,
that's right,
is from their father. They were created. So when they came out of the womb, they came out evil to begin with.
That's right.
Right off the bat. So they could never be good. The law doesn't apply to them. Obviously it doesn't, because in Genesis 5:1, I think it's Genesis 5:1, I believe, where it says that this is the book of the generations of Adam. That book only applies, and the law only applies, to the descendants and generations of Adam. So it doesn't apply to them at all. They have no, they're completely lawless.
That's right.
So we have to take into this, and all of this that I've said, we have to take that all into consideration. If we're going to deal with them, we shouldn't even have them around us. They're not supposed to be around us. Our father told us not to have them around us. We shouldn't have them around us. But since we do have them around us, we need to deal with them as the devil's children. Always. Always. And never trust anything they say. Never.
I'm going to hold over again, Ed. We got a break. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up.
Do not. Welcome back. This is still the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I'm still your host, Chris Switzer. Love what you had to say and what you're still going on, Ed. Please continue about the bloodline of Satan and what we're to do about it.
Yes. Well, first of all, the children of Israel, since they were told not to be around those other people, we have to recognize that we are sinning on a continual basis by allowing them to stay around us. That's one thing, and that is why we are being punished. Right there is because we are allowing these people to be around us.
Sure.
And we were told directly by the Most High that we are not to have them around us, that we are to be to ourselves as a peculiar group. Okay, I think the Bible calls us a peculiar people.
Yeah.
And we're not supposed to be around them at all. We're supposed to keep them out of our camp.
I agree.
And so as long as we are allowing them in our camp, we are going to be punished by I should say the Most High is going to allow our punishment by those who are not supposed to be around us, see?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to realize that. And the last part that I had to speak of is, if you go to just about anywhere in the Bible, really, you'll see that the children of God, the children of the Most High, were feared, completely feared, in every passage in the Bible. All the other right. people feared the children of the Most High. Why? Because they showed their wrath to them all mm-hmm. the time. That's why. That's the reason that they feared us. Plus, we had the Most High on our side, and we followed what he told us to do, to stay mm-hmm. away from them, keep them at bay, keep them away from us, and don't deal with them. Don't have any dealings with them whatsoever. I mean, you're not even supposed to give them a peace greeting.
Right.
You know, we should take any peace greeting we gave them away from them. We're not supposed to do that. So mm-hmm. I know in today's world, that's a hard word, but it's the truth. It's the way we should deal with the world in general, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I deal with them. I don't have nothing to do with them. I don't say hi to them. I don't do anything. I don't have any dealings with them at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that the moment I do, it's going to be my downfall. In some mm-hmm. way, I'm going to have a problem. And so that's why I stay completely away from them, because I don't fear them. And we should not fear them, because we don't have to fear them, because the mm-hmm. Most High is on our side. But we just need to stay away from them and realize that our wrath should be the only thing they ever experience. No love, not like the preachers teach us, that love is not to be shown. And
right.
it doesn't matter, because they are, let me tell you, some of these people are chameleons, or chameleons, however you say it. They will show, especially the ones who are mixed breeds, they show a good side of themselves to us a lot of times, if you'll notice.
Yep.
But that does not mean that they don't still have that evil side. They were born with the evil side, and if they're mixed with our blood, then they're actually, to me, they're the most dangerous of all.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they can play both parts. They can play our
right.
part, and they can play their part.
That's right.
And they're dangerous. So I would much rather know where they stand and them be pure blood Satan's kids, okay, than a mixed race. A mixed race is a dangerous, dangerous person. So
sure.
I mean, they make us, because we are... Because we are so naive, we are naive people, you know. That's just the way it is. I mean, we've always been
yeah.
that way. That's why we need a shepherd. We need a shepherd. Okay, whenever these people come along with that, showing that good side, we let our guard down, and we don't show our wrath to them. But that is what that's what we need to be doing, because if we do that, we can keep them away from us, because they know they won't want to be around you if you do that. So they'll stay away from you.
Right.
So that's the way we should do it. And just keep in mind, you know, that the four Gospels only has anything about love one time in the four Gospels. And we have gotten away from that because the preachers, our churches, have taught us love instead of wrath.
Right.
And that's why we stand where we stand today. That's why we're in the pickle that we're in today, because we have not obeyed our Father. That's what it's all about.
I agree. 100%. 100%.
Yep. So that's about all I had. I didn't have anything else. I just wanted to point that out, because that is basic, Chris. That is the basic things that we should keep our minds on. In other words, those should be our number one principles in this world today, mm-hmm. on top of the list of our principles. That should be up there on top rather than on the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
But nobody ever thinks that way today, because we have so many mixed races. They have allowed all these people to come in on us, and we haven't said a damn word. We haven't tried to get rid of them or anything. But let me tell you something. As soon as I'm working on my citizenship right now, fixing to file my paperwork and get mine straightened out. And as soon as I do, that's where I'm going to come unglued on the other side. Mm. And I will be able to do that because I will have the authority to do it, see? And so one of the things that I'm going to push is to, if any of these other people want to live in this country, and this is something they talked about during the Civil War now, this isn't something foreign and alien, if they want to stay in this country, there's going to be a new law passed that says if they want to stay here, they can, but they must go and be spayed or neutered if they stay here, so that they will die out eventually. See, and that would clear up the whole problem right there. That would take care of it all. Or they can leave the country. That's going to be the second alternative. They can leave the country, go back to the country of origin or wherever they want to go, and they can keep their fertility. Okay, that's fine. But if they're going to be here, they can't have it. That we won't have that. And I know that, you know, what they talked about in the Civil War. In the Civil War, what they were teaching, they didn't teach what I just advocated, but they taught that when the blacks had children, that they were going to, by law, send the children out of this country. That's right. How they were going to do it. I don't like that idea, because I mean you're still going to have children. You're going to have children continually born, and you're going to have to deal with that.
Yeah,
why spend money on that, right? Mm-hmm. So the idea of the spade neutering is the number one thing, and I think it would work, and I know it would work, and so we're going to lobby for that law to clean up this country and get rid of these people, because they don't belong here, and we will get a blessing. If we follow what the Father tells us to do, we will receive a blessing for doing it. And so that's why I know we would be successful in doing that. See?
Well, so anyway, I cannot argue with your reasoning. Thank you, Ed. I appreciate it.
Yep. Yeah, and I'd like to see you come on the program sometime. Of course, I haven't had a program in a long time. I'm waiting to get my citizenship done, and then I'm going to start the program back up and let everybody hear. I'm going to record all the hearings that I have, and I'm going to have the paperwork all available to anybody that wants to do it, and they can do it themselves and get themselves in the position that I will be in, and they will have the authority then to change this country around and bring it back down to the way the framers originally intended it to be and the way they intended it to operate. See?
Indeed.
So that's it. So you have a great day, and shalom to you. That is our word now.
Yeah, Hebrew is ours. Shalom. That's right.
Yes, look up the word shalom. Shalom means a lot more than have a good day. It means a lot more than that. That's a really good word. I looked it up.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll say shalom to you and shalom to all your listeners, and we will talk to you down the road. You have a great day.
You as well, Ed, and may Yahweh bless you and protect you in your endeavors. And with that, I will say one thing, and then I'll jump to the next caller. I appreciate you guys holding. Really good caller, though. I really appreciate what Ed had to say there. And it reminds me of Ephesians chapter 5. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatever doth make manifest is light. Yeah, we are not supposed to fellowship with evil. We will not be blessed for it. To the contrary, quite the opposite, as we see all around us. With that, we'll take the next caller, James in Vancouver. Hey, James.
Well, I'll tell you what. My grandfather's cousin was Harry H. Lachlan. I don't know. Do you know who that was?
Harry Lachlan, you said?
Yep. He served as the superintendent of the Eugenics Record Office.
Okay.
1910 to 1939.
Mm-hmm.
And now, of course, I'm a mixed blood person, so I guess you can make that what you want. But what rituals are designed to do is to make and preserve hierarchies. And this has been going on in society for probably tens of thousands of years. And those at the top of the hierarchy, in order to maintain that hierarchy, they cannot tell the people at the bottom end of the hierarchy what the plan actually is, because like Swinza says, all war is based on deception, and that deception doesn't mean I deceive the enemy. What it means is I deceive my own.
Oh, yeah, to do your bidding.
So about 2021, I had a conversation with one of the presenters on RBN, and he was whining and crying about, how do we get out of this? How do we get out of this? And he was talking about the COVID and the shots and whatnot. So I said to him, well, your way out is anarchy. And with that, he got very upset, and right away, without even listening to me, he said, no, that's not the way. Well, okay. If everybody follows their hierarchies, and they're probably going to be at the bottom, they're going to get trashed, okay? Whether it's a war or whatever, they're going to be the last to know, all right? So this is, I suppose some people call me a Gnostic, and okay, that's fine. I suppose I can handle that too. But this is the way it sets out. Now, just one more point. I did some digging around, and okay, so let me get this right. Christ was from the house of David, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
And the house of David built the temple, right?
Supposedly, yeah.
It was Solomon, right? Okay, so Solomon. By the time Christ came around, I understand that it was run by the Sadducees, but they were not of the house of David, am I right?
Right.
So what you have by the time of 33 or 30 A.D., you have an internecine, and I don't know if I pronounced that right, but you've got a big internecine conflict between all these tribes wanting to, become dominant, right, in what was then the state of Israel, which, of course, was controlled by Rome. And I would think that Christ overturned the money changers' tables more than once in the temple. It's reported as once, but I... Sorry?
No, it's reported in a few different Gospels, yes.
Right. So he was in there probably more than once causing trouble, you see. So I find your show very inspiring. But
thank you.
Anyway, I'll let you go, and maybe we'll talk again.
All right. I appreciate your time, James.
Right. Bye now.
God bless you. And it, I mean, it's a lot. And we could go on for hours and hours and go on to different off on tangents and this and that. But it's, it makes one thing clear in the Bible. It is a racial record of God's people and how they should behave and how they interact with the people around them. And we are at a break, so I am going to
use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now...
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up.
And we're back. This is the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. And it doesn't look like we're going to be able to finish this teaching today, and that's fine. But I just want to make it abundantly clear that pacifism is not in the Bible, as these false doctrine pulpit prostitutes teach from these temples today. They're Judaized. They want you to believe that you're impotent and that you have no recourse and you shouldn't have recourse, and it's a lie. And I'm going to jump to the next caller holding patiently, Mike in Kentucky. Hey, Mike.
Well, yeah, there's those that cry peace when there is no peace. And I think, as that last caller pointed out, there's two or three different accounts that have some different details in there about the turning of the money tables, money changers tables. But, you know, he called them a den of thieves, brood of vipers, and, yeah, of your father the devil. In one account, he loosed the animals, which I thought was interesting, because I think there's an Old Testament verse about him being merciful to saving God, and God saves man and animals alike, or the animals and man alike, one way or the other. It may be in Proverbs, but so he got rid of that obligation, or fulfilled it, and the concept is there that those that are not, I guess, under the law could be grafted in, or for service it with the two, what is it, the two branches would be grafted together. I can't remember the exact wording on that, but there's right. The idea that that you can be grafted in. One thing that has bothered me in recent years is I've ran across this group called Israel Only that say that Yeshua came to only save Jewish people.
But yet there was all these the house of Israel, sheep. But they're not Jews. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, the Judah was just one of the tribes. Mm-hmm. But now Jewish, the word Jewish was not in not even used, I don't think, in the scriptures until sometime way up, like in the 1400s or something. Where did that word even come from?
And you wrap it up because we're right at the end. I'm sorry. I wish we had more time, Mike.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say that I think we still have an obligation to teach the gospel, and if they reject it, as the disciples were told, dust your feet off and move on. But we're supposed to be in the world, not of the world. We can't retreat to Amish compounds or something. Anyway, I don't necessarily agree with everything that the previous caller said. Thanks.
Okay.
For getting me in.
No, I appreciate it, Mike. Right, God bless you, brother. And I appreciate all you listening, and I understand it's hard, these teachings, okay? Because it is the truth. And God said it. He was originally hated. So you will be hated for his name's sake. So I know I'm over the target if I'm being met with the opposition that I'm being met with. Do I welcome it? No. Is it fun? No. It's just a reality. But we have the armor of God. Go with God. Please continue to listen to RBN and donate if you can. And you all have a blessed weekend. I'm out.
Shut up. Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been used for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.